Hello and welcome to a podcast from the EDUCAUST 2008 Annual Conference. This podcast is sponsored by Real Networks. I'm joined for a conversation today with Virginia Lee, Director of Business Process and Integration at Dalhousie University. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
First of all, how does your position as Director of Business Process and Integration relate to other departments in the university? Where do you fit in and what's your function?
Administratively, I report to the VP of Finance and Admin at Dalhousie, and I perform a role in the organization in terms of helping all the individual units and the functional units, and also the different VPs in the executive areas to basically focus on business process and integration as an area that we need to have dedicated attention to. That's basically what I do there.
Right. But what business processes are changing as technology continues to evolve and progress?
Well, I think processes that are changing fairly rapidly is in terms of the way we communicate and collaborate with each other. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of legislative change, and we have a lot of interactions with each other. We basically have to operate as one. So any attention that's focused on or any efforts to make sure that we're connected in terms of technology, in terms of making use of those tools, further our goals and objectives.
Do you have to work with things like disaster recovery for business processes at all, or is that something outside?
Well, business process, disaster recovery can be an issue for business process. Generally, it's taken on by individual unit. Mm-hmm. We're not the only people that's working on communication and business process. We're just there to facilitate it if it involves an enterprise level organization where, you know, coordination needs to be, you know, fostered.
Right,
and
right.
Maybe an individual group may have a disaster recovery plan in one unit. What we're out there to talk about is basically don't forget that you can't have an isolated disaster recovery plan. You need to have an enterprise perspective on it, and you need to coordinate it. Mm-hmm. And make sure that everybody's aware of what each other are doing so that we don't work counter to each other's efforts.
What businesses and practices lend themselves best to streamlining, and how do you decide what needs attention and what doesn't at the university?
Well, I think basically it comes down to the university strategic focus on what we're aiming to accomplish within the university and what we are focusing on. And generally what we do is to take a look at the processes that really directly impact those strategic focus, and we emphasize on those. But at the end of the day, it's also, there are a lot of initiatives out there. And again, when it reaches the point where we recognize that it's really an enterprise issue and not an individual unit issue, that's when we focus on that. Mm-hmm. So we generally let everybody do their own thing and, you know, continually improve or evolve their processes and, you know, acquire technology, etc., all these things, until such a point when you realize that it really impacts the organization as a whole. Then you kind of get involved there, you find out what's going on, you don't necessarily take it over, you just make sure that you foster that relationship and that collaboration, and the right people are in the room talking and doing things together.
So it sounds like you represent more a central IT and enterprise and whatever else going on around that. It bubbles up to the surface, maybe?
It bubbles up to the surface, and it sometimes involves more than just IT.
Right.
Because as it stands right now, our unit is outside the IT unit, and it reports directly to the VP of Finance and Admin, and therefore its focus is to be for business solutions and making sure that we safeguard our investment and that we, in enterprise systems and processes, and also the fact that we would then also make sure that the processes are continually evolving so that we can kind of survive in today's environment,
right,
basically.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
That makes a lot of sense. Business processes have played an important role in enabling business application integration and collaboration across multiple departments and organizations. That's a mouthful. How much of your role is that of a communicator or a liaison between offices or departments that may not otherwise deal with each other?
I would say that's 100% of what I do.
So how do you approach that role? How do you get people talking to each other?
Well, I think we create different forums and committees whereby we had the luxury of implementing an enterprise system way back, around 10 years ago. And as a result of that enterprise implementation, we were able to strike a group there at that particular point and basically assemble a team. And that team has continued to exist post-implementation. Mm-hmm. And I use that forum to bring people together, talk about common issues, and people just kind of, it's a place where actually things get done because people know that there's a place for issues to be taken and resolved and moved further up the food mm-hmm. chain or down,
right,
basically to have address it. And also, I think it's also an ongoing kind of relationship building that you have, that you meet with people to talk about how things going. Is there anything we can help you with? Do you have any obstacles that, it's blocking your way? Mm-hmm. Do you need a voice at the table to talk at the executive table to talk about these issues and how it impacts it? And anyways, help them formulate the idea that they're not alone out there, that there are others facing the same struggles, and therefore, maybe united we can come up with a win-win situation for everybody.
Absolutely.
It's not because of times of, limited resources, everybody is kind of competing for the limited funds.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get the teams to get together to say, okay, we're both looking for the same thing. Okay. So how can we build a business case so that it can benefit multiple organizations and it benefits the university as a whole? Therefore, getting people talking to each other, and you can get the ear of the executives, because basically if you're an individual unit, you're not going to be able to necessarily make as much noise if there's a concerted effort and they see that you're working together. And so it's a common type of thing. They can make a lot more units happy because you're supporting them and with the same funds.
It's almost like lobbying. I mean, the more people you get together with a common goal, the larger they're going to.
Yeah, that's a way of putting it. Yeah.
Have,
I see myself in our office as a facilitator, but a lobbyist is also another. It's not a term that I use normally, but anyways, that's
a different way of looking at it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what would you say are the most important concerns and issues for higher ed business integration today? What's going on these days?
I think that universities generally are perceived to be a single entity. People view them as a single entity, and yet we operate as many.
Right.
And we all individually have our own specific functions. And so I think it's how do we wield a fairly large organization, which is like a mini city in a lot of sense, to have them collaboratively and moving along and serving individual. When people have a complaint and when people have expressed a concern, it's the university that takes the blunt of the complaint.
Yeah.
And when we're cheered upon as a single entity, as a university as well. So I think that really, how do we work together? I think it's a real challenge in terms of some of these IT issues, etc., disaster recovery, how do we, mm-hmm. it all entails, working together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think until we view ourselves as a single entity or mm-hmm. basically many contributing to a single objective or a focus, it's very hard for us to address all the other multitude of issues out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different colleges inside a university.
Exactly.
That can be their whole world.
Exactly.
Right?
And faculties and colleges, faculties, and even individual employee groups or individual offices. I do following in the registrar's office. Well, I'm not, unless it's under my control, I'm not specifically looking at student accounts, so who cares if they have a problem, an issue type of thing. But the view from the student's perspective or from the alum or from whoever the external entity or part of the community, they view the university. They don't have their act together. They're not talking to each other. They're just silos out there.
And that's the university. That's not just this person or this office.
Exactly.
That's,
so from my perspective, I think the important thing is to work together and collaborate together.
Virginia Lee, Director of Business Processes and Integration at Dalhousie University, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
This EDUCAUSE 2008 Annual Conference Podcast is sponsored by Real Networks. Outsourced hosting of multi-format digital media content is available from Real's own CDN, the Real Broadcast Network. Information at rbn.com.